What a podcast.
Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216.
He's rocking.
Word up to the turd up.
And welcome.
Did you just fall off the turd up truck?
To the Tagcast podcast. I did just yesterday.
Hey, what was it called? The Tagcast podcast?
Like, we're going old
school, yeah.
Terry and Gatch podcast show.
Comedy show. We're funny, but not really.
That reminds me, remember the first episode when we talked about what we were going to call ourselves?
Tripod.
Uh-huh. And the tripod, was that one of them?
We were going to go with that, but it was already taken, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hans is on like 506 now.
Jeez.
He's still listening back.
Uh-huh.
We got some Ace Frehley going on in the background. He got an album out. Have you heard it, Hans? You should check it out.
It sounds like a guitarist's album.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. He was jamming at the very beginning with a solo. This song's the radio hit.
Uh-huh.
It's called Gimme a Feelin'.
Give Me a Feeling.
From his new album, that's fairly new, called Space Invader.
Space Invader. Wait, guitar rocks.
He's jamming. He's definitely not a shredder. He's just like a fucking flies. You know what? Okay.
I was checking out some songs from the 60s and early 70s the other day, and man, some of them, dude, every song had a rock ending.
Fuck yeah. It was like concert ending?
Yeah.
I'm about to invest in one of those rock salt shooters for flies for my car.
Dude, I want one so bad.
Dude, I know you probably don't spend a lot of time in your car because you don't have one.
Yeah, but you got a house where
you're driving
flies.
In a car, dude. It's like a little enclosed area. There could be one fly in there, and it's just like keeps landing on your face, and you're like trying to drive. You roll down the window thinking, oh, maybe we'll lose cabin pressure and it'll just suck it out like a fucking airplane. Like if someone rolled down their window in an airplane, you'd get sucked out and you'd go out into space. But this fly, it like blows him back in, like into my face. And God, you try to kill him and Jesus, I'm sick of car flies.
I hate flies.
I didn't know there was such a thing, but we made a discovery today. Car flies.
Car flies.
Car flies are dicks, dude.
The only way to go.
Car flies. You want to buy a fly for your ride. You got it. Hey, look, I got wings on my car. Whoa, your car flies.
No. You know what else I liked about that early 70s, late 60s kind of underground-y rock was, you know, some of the vocals are like really brought up compared to a lot of music today.
Very loud in the mix.
Mm-hmm. They're very prominent.
And that's what my dad was kind of raised on. And every time I'd bring home a demo of my new band... Whether it be Sullen or any of it, except for he never said the vocals in Domesticide or Victims were too quiet, but he's always, man, the vocals are too quiet. You're the lead singer. You're supposed to be the focal point of the band.
Mm-hmm.
Said not so much anymore, Dad. It's a band thing. It's like a full band.
I like that sound though. There's the raw guitar and the vocals really up front.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's something about that. It needs to come back.
Yeah. If they're a good singer, I guess.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
But not like Rob Thomas, good type of singer, you know.
Just forget about it. That's what you could say right there.
That's kind of like a trying too hard kind of voice almost, though. Isn't it? Maybe that lyric is right there.
Yeah, but I never listened to very much Matchbox 20.
I didn't either.
I couldn't get into so many bands that had numbers in them during that era. You had what about, Three Doors Down, Blink 182, fucking Sum 41, Three Blind Mice. What else was there?
Mary 3.
746. Yeah, 7 Mary 3.
Front 242.
Stomp 442, which was a terrible song by Anthrax. Anything with
that was
numbers.
The whole album, wasn't it?
Yeah, was that the name of the album?
I don't know. Not unless it was on White Noise or whatever.
The sound of white noise.
Mm-hmm.
Which you know what that is, right?
Your TV, right?
I guess.
Your TV when it makes white noise when you're trying to watch the Playboy Channel.
But that doesn't happen anymore. Nobody knows. It's called the blue silent screen now.
The blue silent screen, it is, huh?
And then it'll just come on and say, signal lost. And you're like, well, where's my... You don't even get the snow.
I know. That should be a channel now.
Yeah. The snow channel.
Mm-hmm.
Like the weather channel.
Mm-hmm.
It's called
white. It could alternate between that one and the one with the stripes of the colors.
I'm thinking that maybe enough people miss it that we could just make a movie called White Noise. Well, I know there's already one, but we could change the spelling with a
Z.
Yeah,
we could get Michael Keaton to get in there.
We could put a Y in white and a Z in noise, and it would be safe, you know? It would fade in.
Just say it's called Witty Noisy?
It would start with the intro credits of the people who are going to be in the movie, which is nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Filmed by Matthew Thill. And it'd be going... Dun, 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 playing the Star Spangled Banner with a flag waving in the wind because it's 2:30 in the morning and your mm-hmm. TV's... And then when the credits are done, it just went... for like 89 minutes.
That would be cool, like the hidden track.
And then they'd be watching like you watch Paranormal Activity, just mm-hmm. waiting for something that never happens to happen. You're like looking in the corner of the frame.
What am I waiting for?
And it's just nothing. It's just people hanging out mm-hmm. in their house talking about random crap.
What if your TV just had an option for a picture-in-picture white noise? So you'd never have the option for a full-screen white noise, but you could watch the white noise in the corner while you're watching Friends.
I think you should be able to have the option of whether you could have the large white screen white noise and just watching your mm-hmm. favorite show in the corner and pretending.
Oh, that'd be good, too.
Pretending you're watching it on your phone.
Mm-hmm. What if it moved around, too?
See, I was never...
Like, kind of like a screensaver, the picture
I spent around. Too much on my cell phones, and I couldn't afford a picture-in-picture, mm-hmm. so I just taped my cell phone to the fucking corner,
mm-hmm.
and then I just would start a YouTube video.
Yep. You know, now on the new Xbox, you can play games in picture-in-picture TV.
Two games at once?
No, you could play the TV, and then you can play the game, and then watch TV in the picture.
How can you watch? Picture. Is it just for background noise? Because I got kids that are grown ups. Uh-huh. So I got grown ups. I've got grown ups that. Did you get them?
No.
I got grown ups that watch. They got like two or three TVs in their room. And they'll watch TV and play video games at the same time. Which, if you're fucking.
Call of Duty. Kids born today will spend like 33% of their life looking at a screen.
I'm going to go ahead and say like 79 right now.
Well, they're going to sleep some. But they'll probably look at a screen then, too.
Yeah, in their brain. They're having dreams of that shit. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm just going to start clapping because I'll get a fly eventually.
We could get a clap off for
flies. I like to kill 3 a day.
Only?
Mm-hmm.
Or at least.
Well, at least. It's like a quota, right? Because if you kill one fly, you're pretty much killing like 100 future flies. Right?
I
figure if you kill 3 a day, that's like 300 flies.
And you're killing lots of maggots, too.
Oh, I eat those.
You eat them?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I should have saved all the ones that we cleaned out of our garbage can last week with that deer parts.
Oh, you're getting deer parts in the car wash?
Did I not get to talk about that on the show yet?
You might have.
Maybe I did. But anyway, we thought that it was our neighbor because his little son kind of outed him and said, yeah, my dad got a deer. He put him in there. But kids don't know what the fuck they're talking about. We mm-hmm. talked to him. He's like, you guys are cool neighbors. He goes, it stunk up the whole street. Why would I put it across the street from my house? In your guys's... He goes, I wouldn't do that. He's like, my dad raised me right. He goes, I dressed that thing out in the woods. I was raised right. I just... Where you saw it hanging. Mm-hmm. We're like, well, hey. We didn't out his kid. We just said, somebody told us.
Mm-hmm.
A little 7-year-old bird told us that you put those dog guts in there, whatever it was. I don't know. I don't think it was guts. I think it was a couple. It was pretty heavy. I think it was a couple of legs or something. But we called the garbage company, and they actually came on a day that wasn't their day to come to get it because we told them it was a health hazard and somebody dumped mm-hmm. deer parts in our
thing. Yeah. If you call them, they'll make that run.
I think they'll charge us extra, though.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
Have you ever had a wrong number call you? A humorous one?
Not a humorous. Usually they're just pretty straightforward and apologetic.
Well, here's some wrong numbers that went awry. What would you do if someone called you and an automated voice said goodbye? And that's all it said. Goodbye.
I'd call you right back.
Really? What, you wouldn't think your house was going to explode or something?
No. I just think that someone was being a dick and had bill collectors after him or something.
Somebody got a call while they were, while the other person was in the middle of intercourse and said, "What did you say about me dying a virgin, Mark? Wouldn't that be weird?
That would be weird.
But that'd be fun just to do that to somebody and then hang up. Somebody got a text photo one time and said, "Just thought you'd want to see what your kids look like." That'd be a rough one.
Trying to explain it to your wife.
One guy, every year on his birthday, he gets a call on his cell phone.
Who's it from?
It's they're looking for Ann. He's not Ann.
Ann.
But on it's only on his birthday.
Or it must be
every
Ann,
year.
Must be Ann's birthday, too.
It must be.
He's like, "Hey, is Ann there?" No, she's still not here. Remember last year when you asked me?
Yeah.
Still not here.
One guy got a text saying, "Sorry, I couldn't make it to your birthday." He asked who it was, and it said dad, and his dad had been dead for 4 years.
Holy shit.
I know.
That's scary.
Yep.
Then what do you do?
I don't know. And one guy got a message from a number he didn't know that said, "I'm going to freeze the dog's cum and use it as a dildo."
Whoa.
And so
then
imagine
when it
that.
Melts, then you get pregnant.
From a dog?
Why not?
That's a lot of dog's cum, though, isn't it? Like,
that's a little less than a kiddie pool full of jizz, which we were talking about just the other day.
You'd have to like get one of those popsicle maker things, right, for the freezer. And then fill that with dog jizz and make a popsicle out of it to make the dildo.
Yeah, but do you think it would freeze?
I don't know. Does sperm freeze when they take it to the cryogenic?
I don't know.
The cryogenic?
I think there's a test in order.
Hmm.
I'm going to go home and freeze some of my sperm and then hope that somebody doesn't go in there and think that it's some kind of treat.
You got my message the other day wondering about horse dicks?
Yeah, I asked my wife about that because you said it was a random thought of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "What is wrong with him?" I said, "I don't know, but in case you guys don't know because you didn't see the message, mm-hmm. do you think that horses complain about small dicks? Like certain...
Small horse dicks. Like female horses complaining about small horse dicks.
Yeah, like, or do you think they're like, nah. It's the size that matters."
Mm-hmm.
Or wait.
Yep. It's how you put it in their butt that matters.
Well, do horses do anal?
I don't know. You got to figure probably on accident every once in a while, right?
I mean, you accidentally stick something that big in there. Like, that was an accident, I swear.
Well, like deer, they run up and jump on you and take one stab.
What?
Yeah. There'll be like a bunch of women like in the circle. And then the man circles them like three or four times, and then he'll run and try to stab your pussy with his wiener.
Just one stab?
Yep, and then...
If he doesn't get it?
No, and then he goes back and he circles around and around and picks another one and does it again. And he does that like a bunch of times, and he gets more than one of them.
That's weird, dude.
Mm-hmm. But he just takes, well, yeah, he just runs and jumps. Because how else are they going to do it?
That's rape, then.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Deer rape.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we were talking.
I don't think they have sex for pleasure, so it's not like the females would be like, "Come and put it in my butt."
We were talking about it before we got on the recording here that something about that. When is
something
rape funny?
About that.
Rape is funny when it's the only way that you can have sex.
Yeah.
It's not funny. And, you know, who knows? There's a big controversy going on right now in the Portland comic area.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they have to be so PC, which is Portland comics, not politically correct anymore. But no, there's a lot of people who just don't feel safe going to shows because they're just afraid idiot open micer is going to do a rape joke and it's going to be a trigger.
It's one thing. It's one thing to be raped, and then it's another thing to joke about rape.
That's right.
So this is my challenge, right? Because I'm sure you finished your 500 jokes,
dude,
your light bulb jokes, right?
I know you did. I burnt out.
Yeah, you did.
How many light bulbs burn out when you're trying to buy 500 light bulbs?
And your next challenge is, right, 500 joke or 500 funny rape jokes.
You trying to get me blacklisted?
500 funny rape jokes, dude.
Okay. The only way you could do 500 funny rape jokes is if it was just 500 people gang raping your grandma.
What about like, I don't know. What if you took classic safe jokes, like kids jokes, like a kid's joke, and then fit rape into there? Like, what does a raping king fit in his, or where does a king keep his raping armies?
A Jew, a black guy, and a rapist walk into a bar. I get those confused with rapist and racist. Or what more kids joke, why did the rapist cross the road? To rape another bitch.
To get to the other slide.
Oh, okay. The other slide. Okay.
Slide it in. Straight to the top. Slide it in. Oh.
It's going to start raining pretty soon, dude.
Uh-oh. The storm. I got two storms on tape now, like an hour each.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I got that big old lightning storm on audio.
Ooh. It sounded kind of like that?
Mm-hmm. It did.
This was free. Yours was free, too.
Yeah,
I didn't know that it kept raining afterwards. No, but it's still sunny. It might be raining by the time you hear this, and also by the time you hear this, I will have probably went and seen Macabre. I'm going to go to a concert, which is tomorrow, but you probably won't hear this till about Tuesday, Wednesday, or Friday. I don't know.
I thought you were going to say, you're going to go see that new movie.
Which one? I don't like to really go to movies, but...
I don't know which one. What? I didn't have one that popped into my head in time.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know what's in the theaters because I don't pay attention to any stuff.
That box movie.
Oh, The Box Trolls.
The Box Trolls.
Yeah, I guess I did see. Well. Box Trolls. What's a box troll?
They're trolls in a box.
That's what
I thought those one things were from the McDonald's toys.
Is that like a dwarf? Are box trolls kind of like dwarfs?
I think it's a box with mechanical box things. I don't know what they are.
Huh. Well, that's weird. Check this out. I just saw a dwarf. You know how things align weird? Like you'd be watching something or the TV's on in the background while you're reading something and then you read the same word that the TV says?
Mm-hmm.
Or some weird shit like that?
That's called a cosmic coincidence.
Okay, I just had one.
I always have them, like, daily.
So, like, yeah, well, I just had one just now.
Okay.
This is reminding me of a box troll. We were talking about dwarfs. A British dwarf, which is already funny. That's already funny.
Mm-hmm.
He dropped his drawers. That's funny, too, because dwarf sounds like drawers. A British dwarf who dropped his drawers at a government office and defecated on the floor was warned by the judge to clean up his act. Or face jail time.
Oh, really?
This is over in Kingston on Hull. Isn't it kind of
hopefully somebody already cleaned it up by then, didn't they?
No, it was right there. I think he dropped his pants, and he was complaining about his housing situation, and then he shat upon the floor. He had also urinated on the floor and defecated twice during the July 29th incident. So it was quite a while ago, but he's just now going to court. He's pissed because his neighbors are drug addicts, alcoholics, and young mothers. I have to put up with their abuse. So now I come to shit on your floor.
And take some control to shit twice on the floor.
In the holidays, the kids say, let's torment the dwarf. Let's torment the dwarf.
To torment the dwarf?
You would not believe the abuse that he gets.
Isn't that what you call when a chick masturbates? That she's tormenting the dwarf?
Yeah, torment the dwarf. Torment the dwarf. But he's going to prison if he shits anymore, they said.
So he can't ever shit again?
No, just not in the government building. I mean, maybe in the toilet he could get away with it. But
yep.
he's also exposing himself while he's doing this, so it's just uncivilized. You know,
yeah, that is true, too. He is exposing himself, unless he walks around with one of those black bars.
And I heard that dwarf cocks are huge in comparison to their body.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's why they call them box trolls.
Hi-yo! Fucking fly-yo!
You know, sometimes we talk about where songs originated and came from and all that shizzle sticks.
Dude, I fucking forgot, but I have this book I was going to bring.
All right.
It's called Blinded by the Lyrics.
Blinded by the Lyrics!
And it's got the story behind hundreds of your classic rock favorite songs.
Well, this is the story behind a classic song. This song, Oh My Darling Clementine.
Oh yeah, Huckleberry Hound. He was my favorite. Mm-hmm. He was my dog. That's my dog.
It was a lament.
It was Jim's lament.
Well, it could have been. I don't know his name.
I do.
It's a minor. His daughter drowned, and he couldn't save her.
You're gone and lost forever.
Oh my darling.
Dude, this makes this song sad now.
I know it does.
I thought it was happy. Like, well, it's not that happy because she's gone and lost forever. Yeah.
Well, I thought it was about his love, though.
What's the number 9 got to do with it?
It just rhymes with Clementine.
Oh, so he's just like, my kid drowned, but I still have to rhyme, so I'm just going to use numbers.
You know, millions of people didn't name their kid Clementine after that song. And it became a more popular name for cows than it did for people.
Wow.
I'm making that up, but it's probably true.
Oh, just the part about the cows?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd name my cow Clementine, but I would not name my daughter that.
No.
Because who cares if your cow drowns?
Yeah.
You could just eat him. You can't eat your daughter burger.
Did you know the Enterprise on the Next Generation? Did you ever watch that? I tried.
Not really on purpose, but it was on TV sometimes.
Sure, well,
yeah.
Certainly. At some point.
Was that Picard?
Yeah.
Yeah. And fucking the chick from Orange is the New Whack. Mm-hmm. All right.
There's over 1,000 people on that ship. They had one bathroom.
In the script and the storyline, there was supposed to be 1,000 people on that ship.
There's 1,000 people working that ship, yeah. It's a huge ship, dude. All you see is just the control room.
Is it bigger than the fucking whatever it is from Star Wars?
Millennium Falcon?
Yeah, is that what it is?
I think so. Millennium Falcon.
No, the other thing that got destroyed.
Oh, the Death Star?
Yeah, is that huge?
The Death Star is like a planet.
See, I don't
ship, I'm, isn't it? I don't know.
I'm way too
nerdy. Dude, we're going to get busted.
I'm not nerdy enough to know, and I don't care because I don't claim to be a nerd. I like heavy metal, weed, and fucking laughing about funny shit.
Here's a story, not dude, about a Swedish world. Man. Okay. You like people. What do you like from Sweden?
Some metal. All right. I like Swedish death metal, and I like titties from Sweden.
Lizzie Valesquez. That's the wrong story.
I wouldn't mind a Swedish vagina, I'm sure.
All right, there's a 41-year-old man from Sweden, and his Christmas tradition is to travel to a city 107 miles away from his city, right? So you're going a ways away from your city so you won't be recognized. And then he puts his penis inside other people's mail drops and yells, "Come and smell on the Christmas sausage."
What?
You would want to be 107 miles away from your city to do that, wouldn't you?
But do they do it? Do they come and smell it?
Do they come and smell on a Christmas sausage? I don't think so.
Do they lick it or anything? They just call the cops and ignore him?
I think so. Something's going on.
Where was this?
It's in Sweden. Okay. You know where they fish?
Swedish fish?
Mm-hmm. You know, some people just call those gummy...
Yeah.
Treats.
Gummy fish.
Mm-hmm. Lizzie Valesquez. She was a woman. Remember Thin Man?
Thin Man?
Yeah. Remember that Allison Songs chain?
No,
Thin Man.
Oh, there's a tribute band out now called Thin Man. That's no, it's Sick Man.
They sing about Stephen King songs. Remember that movie?
Thinner. I do. I love that movie. I read that book.
Oh, it wasn't Thin Man. Sorry.
Thinner.
But this chick has a condition so rare that only 2 other people have it. And she weighs 64 pounds, and she has to eat every 15 minutes to stay alive because she can't gain weight. So she's rapidly losing weight. She has to eat every 15 minutes or else she'll...
That's almost like that chick that they just found that 9-pound hairball in her stomach.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She couldn't even eat because there was no room in her
stomach.
That'd
be like a hairball baby.
dude, that's so gross.
Your baby hairball.
We've got this friend, and she thinks she's obese.
We got this friend.
She thinks she's obese, but she's not that fat. She's just fucking kind of fat.
Is she under 100 pounds?
No, 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 no. She's fat. I was just kidding. But no, so she just went. She was going to have lap band surgery, which is where you get a lap dance for the whole band. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, that would be awesome.
No, but she opted for this other kind where, and this is kind of harsh, they cut out 85% of your stomach.
That's pretty harsh.
That's harsh. See, she's only got 15% of her stomach now. She's still fat so far.
That doesn't solve my problem. I don't think lap band would, because,
well, lap band's different than that, but,
well, I know, but I mean, just make the idea of making your stomach smaller so that you'll stop eating.
You can't. She's got a 15%.
I know. Yeah, so you are forced to eat small portions. She can, right
now she's just got done with her surgery, so she's drinking these like protein shakes. She can only drink like an ounce every 4 hours.
So you're telling me, like, you get one of that surgery, or you get that, and then all of a sudden you get a pizza from Pizza Now, and you can only eat like half a slice, or else your stomach's gonna rip open.
You'll feel full. Your stomach's full.
But you're still like, you want the taste of that delicious cheese grease
you just
spread.
Keep the last piece in your mouth. Keep chewing it.
And then
you spit it out.
I'm always stoned when I eat, so I don't really chew my food. I'm just like so hungry always. I'm like, oh, it tastes so good. Rob, 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 rob.
Well, that's the way you should enjoy food. Blah, 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 blah.
But then, yeah, and then you want more because it tastes good. And then you end up eating more than you need because you didn't chew your food 70 times like you're supposed to.
Is that how many times you're supposed to chew them?
I think so.
I just chew it enough to where it doesn't rip my esophagus open as it's going down my gullet. Because I don't want to spend a lot of time on chewing.
Yeah.
And I just...
Chewing's boring. It's kind of like peeing.
If I could drink my food, I probably would. But you'd have to taste good, like, if they, you know, I don't know. Did you hear about this? This is kind of like drinking your food, because I've always thought of marijuana as a grocery. They now, in Bellingham, Washington, are selling marijuana-infused soda.
Ooh, that'd be good. Probably not.
It says it's exploding on store shelves, which I hope that's not a literal headline.
It probably tastes like that green tea.
Oh, sodas. It is a literal headline.
It probably tastes like that green tea stuff or whatever, you know, kind of like leaves floating around in there and shit, right?
Yep. The brand is called Legal. And it's sparkling pomegranate soda with marijuana infused. They had to remove from the shelves at 3 Washington State pot shops due to the product's exploding glass bottles.
Oh, because of the carbonation.
They were literally exploding off.
So, do you think, why weren't they going to come out with a Mara vodka?
They probably already do. Maybe not, though. But this guy said they received 330 bottles of the Legal brand sparkling pomegranate soda, marijuana-infused beverage. And the next day, they noticed the glass bottle started exploding. It sounded like a shotgun going off.
Kaboom!
You could actually feel it. They said it was that explosive.
I bet, dude.
They continued to explode for the next 10 days after they took them outside and placed them in a steel box. They were randomly going off during the day. It was like a bomb.
Dude, remember that happened to Hank on Breaking Bad?
Bottles were blowing up?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he got all freaked out because people were after him.
Yeah. Hey, you going to watch Walking Around? It's starting again tonight. You think
I'll probably watch it, but I don't know. I'm not excited about the show, really, and I haven't been for a couple seasons, but I'll watch it. I know Flames is excited to watch it, so.
I'm pretty sure I forgot to set the DVR to record it, so I'm going to have to call home.
I got to be mindful not to be too hateful on it, otherwise I'll just end up being a dick on it. But
check this out. You think Flames will buy that for a dollar?
Yeah.
That's his favorite band. This is funny.
His favorite band?
I don't know. He likes them and Iron Maiden. Every time I ask him what he's been listening to, it's Iron Maiden and Megadeth. And that's my impression of Flames. But they had a 2-pack of Bic lighters. One was Megadeth. Can you guess the other one?
Metallica.
No, it's weird.
Motorhead. Oh, wait, wait. I'm going to go with...
They're not metal.
Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking that. Frank Marino.
Nirvana.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nirvana and Megadeth.
This is what I got for the Nirvana lighter.
That would have been an awesome pack in 1991.
Heck yeah. I mean, heck yeah. So look out for the legal weed-infused soda because it might just blow up.
Dude, I've been digging on this THC bomb. Like, that's if I had to buy some, that's the kind I would buy.
Yeah, for sure.
No, I like it because that's it's a nice, right, like a euphoric, fun kind of a gives you like the permagrin almost, but not like to where you're like locked on the couch permagrin.
Right, you don't become a flat piece of paper on the
gives,
couch.
Gives you. Gives a creativity bursts. Since I've been knowing strains, it's easier to like correlate what goes on with what strains. Because when you smoke and you just whatever bud you get, you don't know the strains. So I mean,
you don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, it's you're like just getting random highs.
Bomb, 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 bomb.
You know, and then you know you don't know later.
Now, if you know the strain, you can know what you're smoking, mm-hmm. what your THC content is, what your CDCs and CBCs and HIJKLMNOPs.
Have you ever had malaria?
No, that's scary.
You know, malaria is responsible for more than half the deaths in the entire world.
No way.
Since the Stone Age.
But not recently, though, right?
Nope. There's a lot of people before us.
Oh, I know. You think there'll be as many after us as there was before us?
Yeah, I think it'll go on forever, man. I mean, as easily for as long as we can even imagine as far as time. I mean, when's the sun supposed to explode or whatever? Like in 10.8 billion years or some
crazy... Is that what's
going to
happen?
Yeah. Well, the sun will eventually cool off or burn out, and then we won't have any... sun or heat, or we'll probably just be burned in whatever happens when it blows up.
You're scaring me.
Dude, the oldest living animal was a deep sea clam that lived to be 507 years old. You know how it died?
No.
When the scientists broke it open or tried to open it to see how old it was, they killed it.
Wow.
They find out how old it was, but they killed it.
God, that's like, for the sake of research,
mm-hmm.
just has to die. That's bullshit.
Here's an interesting thing. In 2005, there's a study about some monkeys, about the value of money.
Yeah.
During one experiment, a monkey traded a coin for sex. And then the monkey that got the coin immediately traded it for a grape. They're like, I'll give up sex to you for a coin because that will get me a grape. And here's the thing that is super interesting to me. So you know strippers, right?
Yeah, I know some strippers.
Stripper women, you know, they got cycles, right?
Menstrual cycles?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There's a direct correlation with their menstrual cycle and their average tips.
They get more? When it's coming on or what?
Well, I can look it up if you want.
No, I just thought you might.
No, there's a direct correlation.
Huh.
I would imagine that when they're not on their things, they get less. Or they'd get more, right?
Maybe they're more glowy.
Unless you only got more for like a few days a month. You'd get like a super cash influx.
Yeah, and like, I wonder if it's ever happened where it just started while they're like in the middle of a dance.
You think there's a strip club that only has women who bleed on stage?
Yeah, yeah, I've been there. It's called the Red River. It's called the Red River Valley. The hottest ladies in the town. It's brought to you by
Minstrel Club.
The Minstrel Club.
Gentleminstrel Club.
Gentleminstrel Club. The Red River. Where it's always... Aunt Flo's always in town.
Hey, come to the stage here. Get your dollar bills out, ladies and gentlemen. What, ladies? Yeah, come on, gentlemen. Get your bills out. We got Amp Flow coming to the stage.
Dude, they'd always have drink specials on...
Bloody Marys.
Uh-huh.
Your Bloody Mary come to the stage next. This is getting gross. I think we're writing a skit right now.
Nope. No, I'm just adding on to one that was...
Hey, you know, we've talked about Bigfoot before and how he eats his old...
Talking about a Bigfoot.
Now, didn't we say that he was an alien?
I always say that he's just blurry.
Well, I know, but didn't we talk about him being an alien?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
sure.
Now...
Certainly before, yeah.
In Pittsburgh, just this week, UFO conference organizers have decided that there's a strong possibility that Bigfoot could be an alien.
They stole that story, though.
I know. They listened to our
show. Because Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, wow. Okay, there's two different fields of thought with Bigfoot. Mm-hmm. One is that Bigfoot is flesh and blood, and two, that he is an interdimensional alien.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's two thoughts of theory. One, that he's made of flesh and blood, and two, he's not.
And three, that he's not fucking even a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's right. Like someone put him down and then picked him up.
What does that
even mean?
So, like, his tracks didn't connect or something?
I guess it's because that's why they've never successfully captured one of the legendary apes.
I think they're cannibalistic. I think they're well aware that if humans are aware of their existence, that we'll just hunt them to extinction, and so they're that aware that they just eat their dead.
They eat their dead.
Mm-hmm. Out of necessity, not because they want to.
Maybe that's the only thing that they can...
Dude, there's like at least four flies. There's more than my quota on the table.
I know. We should kill them all. And let God sort them out.
Speaking of that, there's a genre of music called Black MIDI. You ever heard of it? Wham, lam, lam, Black MIDI.
Bam, oh, Black MIDI. I got my MIDI hooked up. Wham, mm-hmm. lam.
Have you ever played MIDI?
Yeah, I've made some MIDI songs. I made MIDI songs, but I had a stuffed up nose. I wrote MIDI songs. Uh-huh. I wrote so many songs, I can't remember how many. No, we used MIDI instruments in the college when I was taking some music classes. We used to have to, we'd make songs out of, MIDI is just like pre-recorded instruments that
and
you
then
use
it like a keyboard to like play the samples
yeah,
and you can...
Yeah.
You could
You'd
be like
amazed
a,
how many instruments you could use.
Dude, Reggie Watts. I know that's not the only stuff he does. I mean, he's just a freak of what he can do.
He is a freak of what he could do. That's a good way to put it.
But it's awesome.
So is that
I
what
love,
the genre is,
I
Black
love,
MIDI?
No, Black MIDI is, I imagine it's like black metal, but MIDI. Songs of an average length that can feature over 280 million notes. That's how long the songs are.
Or how fast they are.
Well, how fast they are, right?
No, I don't know. That doesn't
well,
make any sense. Fucking
way,
flies!
That's a lot of, Yep.
Where did you hear about this Black MIDI Ram-a-lam?
On YouTube. Mm-hmm.
On YouTube?
Yep.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
Hans, have you ever heard of, Black MIDI Ram-a-lam?
Have you ever heard of the half your age plus seven rule?
No, is that like the metric for people?
You've never heard of that?
7 year plus what?
No, half your age plus seven, uh-uh. Like appropriate dating age. That's the general
rule.
I've
never heard that before.
I only heard it like a few years ago, but it's been around since over 100 years. But think about it though, half your age plus seven.
Okay, so I could date a 30-year-old.
Hmm.
That's as young as I can go.
Yeah. By that rule. Yeah, by that rule, 30.
Okay.
Who would you want to really date anyone under 30? I mean, that'd be kind of like, it'd be like, I don't know. Young girls have a lot of energy.
Dude, I know. Like, I got a friend right now. He's a mutual friend of ours. We both know him. I won't mention his name, but he's probably like 35, and he's dating a 19-year-old right now.
All
right,
so let's put that together. 35, half your age.
17 and a half.
Plus seven.
He's got to be 24 and a half. He's 5 years old.
Yeah, but think about that. Okay, think of your five. All right, so half your age.
Okay.
Plus seven. So if you're 5, the youngest you can date is 9.
Well, what about when I was 22?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Half your age, 11.
Mm-hmm. Plus 7. 18.
What if you're 18?
9, 16. So that makes sense, you know.
So what if
an 18 with a 16 isn't that big a deal.
If you're 100, you can date a 57-year-old?
Yep, you can only go 57.
That's fucked, man. That's
I know. I think if you're 200, you could only go as low as you can't date anyone younger than 107.
Wow, it'd be good luck.
I know. Couldn't even date Betty White, dude. She'd be too young for you.
Let's see, 92. So who can she date then? 46 plus 7. She could date a 52-year-old.
53. Yeah.
That's kind of gross. I wonder if she still has sex.
So you're almost in her range, dude.
Whoa, Black MIDI. Ram-a-lam. I want to hear some Black MIDI. You want to hear some Black MIDI?
Yeah.
Let's listen to Black MIDI.
Do you have any Black MIDI?
I think
MIDI?
I found some Black MIDI. This is Armageddon to Archaeopatrix and Icaria 3 from the Super Mario Brothers 2. Synthesia. Whoa, Black MIDI. Ram-a-lam. That is a lot of notes. This is only 1 minute and 52 seconds.
So I guess that many programmed notes? Or it can just be as many as that many notes.
Whoa, here it goes. See, this is Black MIDI, a musical composition that often contains millions of notes and can lag someone's computer. Please do not watch if you're epileptic. It contains a lot of colors.
So it's just changing colors the whole time.
Oh, it's a whole keyboard. I don't know if you can.
Ah, I see what's going on. That would take a long time Yeah, wouldn't it?
See, look, you're going to have a seizure. Oh, wait, it stopped?
Somebody's going to have. Well, that's the whole song if it's only a minute long.
No, it's not done.
Oh. So looks like it's raining. It's raining! Huh.
And then when it goes super fast, it's like...
Yeah, that just looks like it. Yeah.
Armageddon to Archaeopteryx. Archaeopteryx. Why do words have a P and a T next to each other? That's stupid.
Pterodactyl.
So I guess the T is silent. The P is silent.
Mm-hmm.
When I pee, it's not silent. It sounds like the Red River.
Can you look up a band for me?
Are they on the ceiling?
They're on YouTube. They're called Astaroth. Have you ever heard of them?
Is that one word?
Mm-hmm.
How do you spell it?
Ast.
A-S-T.
Roth.
Mm-hmm. A. Astaroth. I see it. It came up after just...
Satan Spiritus.
Is that the song you want?
Mm-hmm.
Satan Spiritus?
Satan Spiritus.
Okay.
All right, this is late 60s.
Okay, someone else showed me some early 70s Satan psychedelic. I can't remember the name of the band, though, but I will find out and let you guys know. They got a music video, too.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just clips of movies.
Well, it's them playing live, air rocking right now. The guy's jumping around like a fucking maniac. Hey, Hans, have you ever heard of Astaroth? They're considered late 60s heavy psych / proto-metal. Proto-metal. This is an obscure piece of occult rock taken from the one and only single.
Satan is coming to take us away.
Satan is spiritus. Well, we knew long ago
when we sold our souls, there would be no. It Whoa. Says on the YouTube thing that maybe it's the early Satan song.
This says here that this clip is made of various other YouTube clips, and here are the artists in the order of their appearance. Arthur Brown, Soft Machine, The Master's Apprentice, Jethro Tull, Hawkwind, Iggy Pop, Dr. John, Atomic Rooster, Funkadelic, The Seeds, The Mummies, Radio Berman, Ween, Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, Screaming Jay Hawkins. Oh, we got a fucking death. Yes, we do have a dead fly. Gigi Allen, Patti Smith, Grand Funk Railroad, Slade, and Pentagram.
That's a plethora.
So it's just showing... Oh, there's Ween. Okay, it's just showing people
Yeah, it is
rocking for a little second here, second there. That's crazy. Funky.
Kind of cool for 69. It's catchy and it has that forefront vocals like I was talking about.
Yeah, it kind of does, huh?
Mm-hmm. They got a fuzzy guitar in the back.
It's called proto-metal, like they were the precursors of metal.
Yeah, this part in the YouTube video was saying that it might be one of the earliest satanic songs or something. Do you think that's true? 69? I mean, Sabbath was doing stuff before that, weren't they? But
they came out in 69.
Like, were they doing, like, satanic... They weren't, like, talking about, like, Satan and the devil...
Yeah.
Necessarily, were they? Yeah, the Wizard and
by
Iron
71,
Man.
By 71, Iron on Paranoid, they had War Pigs that talked about Satan.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to think of off the first album if there was like certain songs that
Black
like...
Black Sabbath was really satanic, that song.
Yeah.
Black Sabbath, yeah. It was a cult, you know, stuff. But yeah, it might be... There's a website that they're promoting at the end of this video called howtosellyoursoul.net.
I know, I saw that.
It's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know who this one, this is from 67. It's apparently the first heavy metal song ever made by a band called Bitter Creek. I think I hear the sound of
thunder. I think I hear the sound of thunder. There's a lot of songs that are supposedly like early metal that are just like
psychedelic rock, dude.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not, but I mean, you know.
It doesn't really have super distorted guitars or...
Because it's fast doesn't mean it was early metal.
Yeah.
It was because it was faster than Love Me Do.
Yeah, I guess, though, if you heard this in 1967, you'd be going, wow, what is this stuff? Well, I guess this would be as good as time as any to dip into what's in Sonohan's CD player.
It's not Astaroth, is it?
Nope. You should have guessed that we were just listening to it the other day on the last podcast.
Oh, ZZ Top?
No. It's close, though. Y is right next to Z.
Oh, Y and T.
No, that's closer, too, because it starts with a Y. Yob. He's listening to the new Yob. Clearing the Past to Ascend.
I see that second death. I'm 2 for 2.
All right. Confirmed
kills.
So Hans is listening to that. You know what, Hans? I've been listening to my record player again. So it's back to what's on Terry's turntable. Mm-hmm. I got the orange and blue smeared colored vinyl of Atma, however you might say it, which is the release before last of Yob. Great looking album, great looking package like mine, and it sounds great too. It's pretty awesome. I don't know if I told you, Gatch, but we got a new entertainment center that's like a huge hutch actually.
Oh, you did tell me that.
And it was like
Turner
only 80
and
bucks.
Hutch.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We got it all set up finally, and my dad just got a big load of wood for kindling that he usually cuts up, but there were like these pieces that were like a sawed up old entertainment center. Anyway, there was all these shelves, and all we got to do is stain them the same color. I cut them to size
so
last
night.
It's
like night. A nicely handmade one.
They forgot the fucking shelves. They got the pegs, but when they left the auction yard, they forgot the peg or they forgot the shelves. So, but yeah, it's pretty cool. Now I got my record player set up in there, and I've been listening to lots of records. What else have I been listening to? Angel City a lot, too. So.
Oh, that thing is still alive.
You are killing him with a spatula. Are we having burgers later? You're flipping pancakes with that thing?
I was earlier.
Pancakes look a lot
I'll wash it.
I mean, flies look a lot like blueberries.
Yep. And, dude, nothing works better than a spatula for fucking flouting flies.
What about a fly swatter?
No, dude. They're always too fucking flimsy, dude.
Really?
Yeah, and you can't see it because you like see through it, and it's not a comfortable handle. It's always like that wire shit, you know, that's like bent because you're trying to get a good grip on it, so it's all bent weird, right?
I suppose.
And then you hit it on the wall, and then the whole like wire bending frame bends instead of, you know.
Huh.
It's all flimsy and shit.
Huh.
But a spatula, dude, has got a good grip made for your hand. You know, it's got two things where you can go, like, around the back of a couch, you know, if you use it the other way.
Huh.
You can hit them out of the air easier than you could with the
thing. I see your points. I see your points, but you just better not accidentally use that for cooking.
Yeah, I'll put it in the dirty dishes.
We went across the street. My wife went across the street to go to the Chevron there, and she smelled some really good pizza, she thought. And then the lady in there said, oh, you should try it. It's the best pizza I've ever had in my life. We had to go try it. It's at that little thing across the street from our car wash. Uh-huh. It's not the best pizza. It's pizza. It's okay. It's fire-baked or whatever.
Fire-baked? Wood, brick oven-baked?
Wood fire-baked. Yeah, something weird like that. It's okay. Still really not that any better than Pizza Now. Way more expensive. It was like $20 for a large. Mm-hmm. You can get a large of Pizza Now for $13.11. I had someone call me or text me the other day and say, hey, what was that pizza place that you guys used to talk about?
Pizza Now.
And I sent him there, and he said, do they got good pizza that's cheap? And I said, I said, the tin man got a wooden cock. What? Oh, wait, sheet metal cock, sorry. Yes, he does have a sheet metal cock. And so I sent him there, and it was Jared Johnson. And so hopefully he went. And then I found out the other day that Nate Horn is a delivery driver for Pizza Now.
What?
That's what I heard from someone who knows him and said that he delivered a pizza. Unless he's just hijacking and bringing it to his friends. No, he's a nighttime
driver.
What's
he driving?
Pizza Now car. I guess I don't know what he drives.
Well, I don't know.
Do pizza delivery drivers drive their own car these days?
I don't know.
Ouch! Dude, don't go to China.
Why not? Why am I not going to China?
Because
I had a trip planned there for next month.
There's too many people.
Too many people in China. Huh?
This has nothing to do with not going to China, but a man in China who was trying to cure his impotence inserted a 5-inch steel rod into his penis to make it.
That doesn't sound good.
No, it ended up in his bladder.
Yeah, I bet.
You bet?
I bet it ended up in his bladder. You put it in there, and then he shattered it with a hammer.
He was having trouble becoming sexually aroused. He's 52, and he could not maintain an erection, and so he stuck a steel rod in there into his urethra.
Did it help?
No.
Because it seems like, you'd have to, tie it off at the end or something so it didn't just, slide down and be a metal rod sticking out of your wang.
Apparently he was fucking some chick with it in there, and
and
it ended up getting lodged in his bladder during intercourse.
Yeah, he pushed it up there.
He waited months to seek medical help.
Medical help.
But they had to remove it via surgery.
Via surgery.
Dude, what is wrong with people?
People's all people and stuff, people.
Dude, people's people, people. Even the Republic of China, people's, people's, people's. Fuck, dude. Why would anyone...
I don't know.
Every day, I read several stories, and it just makes me say, why?
It's all propaganda, though.
You think it's not
it
true?
It might not even go on.
You don't think it's true?
What do you think they say in China about us every day in their papers?
Oh, they probably say stuff like, cow dons diaper to protest proposed EU regulations. Or wife carrying contest offers wife's weight in beer. Oh, wait, that's real.
I'd like to touch on
that's
a controversial
in Maine,
subject.
Okay, touch me.
Dude, what's up with Andy Kindler going all political now?
I saw you talking about that on Facebook.
You follow Andy Kindler?
I follow him on Twitter.
Yeah, on Twitter. He's just been going off on politics, talking about some guy who came out with a political book, and he just keeps writing these weird jokes. Like fake quotes from that guy.
Well, did you see what the Iron Sheik just tweeted the other day? He said Ron Funches can have sex with whoever the fuck he wants.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And Ron Funches is a huge fan of professional wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that he's really stoked that he got tweeted. But I'm trying to find Mr. Kindler here and see what exactly he's got you so up in arms about.
Dude, he's been tweeting like crazy, too. I know you like Andy Kindler, but I mean, come on. It's like he took a turn for the bratwurst.
Really?
It's like he's on a political hot, you know? Like he's like something's really gotten him up in arms about some political thing or something.
Okay.
But I don't know.
He says, this was 52 minutes ago.
Yeah.
You can't say anything racist anymore without people immediately accusing you of being racist.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
See, that's not really...
You can't call anybody a racist without immediately being told you're playing the race card.
I know. You can't even rape anybody anymore without being called a rapist.
Mm-hmm. I know.
See, that's just not, it's not funny.
You can't even rape somebody anymore without being a convicted felon.
You can't even be a convicted felon anymore without raping somebody.
I know.
So I can't, I think that this must have been a while ago. A
few days ago. Yeah. It went on about four fucking days, so it was weird.
I think he's over it. It was just like a thing. He must have been reading that book.
No, it was, the guy was doing a press tour.
Dude, he's tweeted at least 100 tweets since then, and he doesn't say one thing about it.
Maybe he's just been doing it on Facebook. All right, I'll go and look it up, Dan, and I'll tell you what I was going on about.
He said, it's okay if you don't have anything funny to say. Stop tagging every reply with ha-ha.
Ha-ha. That's what I said to him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He says, the new album from Tiny URL is pretty good. It's shortened and sweet. He's just joking around on Twitter here.
Here he says, I can burn bridges because my career is on a remote island.
Yeah, I saw that. I passed it.
That's what he said.
I know.
You remember when he said that?
Just about one day ago.
Mm-hmm.
Which was on Saturday, because today's Sunday that we're recording.
Yep.
But I can't find any. I think you must have had a
dream.
Yeah,
he said right here, I need a nap. I'm giddy. Somebody cover for me.
Oh, he's tweeting Funchess, too. Funchess is so famous now, he pays a guy to favorite for him. I need a nap. I'm giddy. Somebody cover for me. So, yeah, dude, you're making stuff
up. No, he did. He says right here, he said, so I look past Obama and mouth to Hillary, 2016. She smiles knowingly. Expert from Leon Panetta's Political Animal, I Love Money and Power.
Oh.
Next tweet. I says to Obama, arm a few Syrians. He says, forget about it. Next thing you know, ISIS. Expert from Leon Panetta's, my way.
See, but he's changing him, though.
Next tweet. So I says to Obama, let's go after bin Laden. He says, who? I say, leave it to me. Excerpt from Leon Panetta's, me. And then he goes.
But he tweeted those all probably in like 5 minutes.
Nope, that was Wednesday. And then on Tuesday, he says, pointing out that Stalin was an atheist is a response to the assertion that religion causes all war, not a claim that atheism causes war.
Damn, dude.
And then he said on Tuesday, when Obama was saying nice stuff about me, I thought to myself, if I had a conscience, I might feel bad. Leon Panetta's book, Ka-ching. Torture was wrong, but after heading the CIA, I gotta admit, it works pretty good. From Leon Panetta's, throwing people under a bus. Next tweet, I'm a genius and should have been president myself. Leon Panetta's novel.
Okay, you got me. But he's over it, at least.
Yeah, he went on for days. I was like, hey, man, go back to making jokes about jokes. And then he did it again on that day. And why has he got to be all political?
He did it again.
He just makes jokes about jokes. I like jokes about jokes.
He makes jokes about jokes?
Yeah, doesn't he? Yeah, he talks jokes about jokes, doesn't he?
Maybe.
He was on Raymond.
Everybody loves Raymond.
Mm-hmm.
He was on Marin a couple times, too. The show.
Mm-hmm. When he played his dad.
No. His dad was the dude from Taxi, dude. Judd Hirsch.
Yeah. Isn't that weird that his last name is Hirsch and he played on Taxi?
Why is that weird?
Because it's so close to Hearse.
The Hearse isn't a taxi. It's a taxi for dead people,
They're
I
both
guess.
Both cars.
That's cool. Do you think that it was weird that Chevy Chase played Gerald Ford? On Saturday Night Live. He did.
That is weird.
He's a Chevy, and he played a Ford.
He also played Lord Pontiac.
Did you watch Saturday Night Live last night?
No, who was on it?
Some douchebag. Oh, some guy that you're going to say, what? Why is he on there? He's just on the show.
No, if you're going to tell me.
Then you know who it is then, right? Capital One guy. Cell phone guy. Cut your face with a cell phone. Make a movie with Kristen Wiig guy. You know, Bill. Don't be a hater.
Bill Maher.
Bill, don't be a hater. Mm-hmm. Bill Hader hosted.
Bob Hollywood.
And guess who showed up with him? Because nobody can host by themselves anymore. Mm-hmm. Kristen Wiig. And yeah. She was in several sketches. I know. As I was watching, I'm thinking Dustin is pissed right now because fucking...
I would have been, dude.
It's too soon for fucking Bill Hader to be hosting. Number two, but the fuck is Kristen Wiig the host of Bill Hader? She comes out and made him sing. He's like, well, I don't have a very good singing voice. I sing kind of low and everyone...
How is she going to... How are they going to count her hosting numbers when that goes?
That doesn't count because she was just not even a...
I know. But
I did get to hear Daryl Hammond introduce everybody.
And now I'm Daryl Hammond.
But he did not do it anything like anybody. Yeah, it just sounded like himself.
And I'm Daryl Hammond.
Oh, he didn't even say... He doesn't even get to say himself. He's just like...
I'm Bill Clinton.
Kenan Thompson. Adam Sandberg. Adam Sandler. Andy Adler.
Did you watch that Key and Peele?
No,
The most truest
I saw
skit ever.
That you posted it, but I didn't get to watch it.
Dude, that trit is the most coolest ever.
How did you read the tone of this text? Or something like that?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Have you ever misread the tone of a text?
Everybody has.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
That's when people like, you know.
You know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Hey, you know. You know what I'm saying?
They take it the way they want it.
That's right. Hey, I don't know if this is coming out before Wednesday, but if it does, I'm going to be in Coos Bay on Wednesday.
Coos Bay, that's my favorite Eagles song.
Coos Bay.
You got to do cocaine?
Yeah. Coos Bay. Coos Bay. That's where I do cocaine. At the Mill Casino, I'll be telling jokes with a retired school teacher. Who tells jokes in her native tongue of Uganda. No, wait, she's a white girl. She's a lady. She was a school teacher for 23 years. Anyway, come to the Mill Casino or don't. I'm going to be there either way. I'm going to get paid whether you come or not. So just letting you know, that's where I'll be.
Dude, they should... I've already forgot what I was going to say.
Really?
Native Tongue is my favorite Poison album.
Yeah. Love those guys.
What's your favorite Poison album?
Open up and say, aw.
All right. You like that one more than Look What the Cat Dragged In?
I don't know what songs are on either of them, so I can't really say, but...
Well, the one, look, Open Up and Say Ah, had, like, Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Which one had Unskinny Bop Bop?
No, that was after both of those. But, yeah. And then Look What the Cat Dragged In had stuff like Talk Dirty to Me, that era.
And did it have... something about something to believe in.
Nope, that was after two. Above. Just like Wing Ding.
Got something to believe in.
No, that's way after.
Cause I got diabetes and I pass out on stage all the time.
Come on, any true Poison fan knows you only listen to the first two albums. Okay, I'm Motley Crue.
I'm not a true Poison fan. I admit it.
I know, but you got to have a favorite album.
Well, I said
just
it
by default because.
I like Open Up and Say Ah.
You know, if you have what's your least favorite?
Unskinny Bop album. I don't know what the name is.
That's the same way one with Wing Ding.
It's like CC DeVille liked to fuck fat chicks, but that's okay. He's doing the Unskinny Bop.
Is that what they were talking about?
I don't know.
That blows it. Flesh and Blood, that's the one it was.
Ooh, they were trying to get heavy.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Like when Skid Row came out with Slave to the Grind.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't even... We're like, grind? We thought grindcore? No, not quite.
So Look What the Cat Dragged In, which is probably one of the greatest album covers of all time, right?
If you're not transphobic, because transphobia is a real thing and rape jokes aren't funny.
The singles from Talk Dirty to Me, you'll remember on the radio, Cry Tough. Remember that one?
Yeah.
You gotta cry tough.
Yeah, that was an anthem.
Talk Dirty to Me. This is like a...
In the bedroom.
I want action.
In the old man's phone.
Which was almost like Talk Dirty to me. I want action.
Down, 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 down. They were stealing the Sex Pistol riffage.
Mm-hmm. And then exactly 1 year after Cry Tough was released, their last one from the album, I Won't Forget You.
I think I like the other one better.
I won't forget you, baby.
I know you're really trying to sell me on having this be my favorite, but no, my favorite.
I'm just comparing the two albums because I don't remember their.
Okay, what's Open Up
two.
And Go Say
okay,
Ah?
We'll go with the Open what's, Up and Say Ah.
What's it say?
We'll go with the singles on that. Would be remember the dude. Remember when that was so satanic you couldn't have it in stores.
I know.
They just had the
it was
eyes.
Like a penis tongue.
Mm-hmm. This also had four. He had Nothing But a Good Time.
See?
How could he resist, dude?
You can't. And I thought that was Vince Neil for a second. Because Vince Neil was putting out a solo album around there or mm-hmm. something, which was a...
You can pot
it, but your friend can't come.
I know that one was funny, too.
Like, is that Poison or
that's
that
funny.
Vince Neil?
Wing Ding, Fallen Angel was, I guess, was on... I open up and say...
Wing Ding?
Mama's Fallen Angel. That's what he says before. Wing Ding, Mama's Fallen Angel! And Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
See? Classics.
And then Your Mama Don't Dance.
Yeah.
Remember when they did that
yeah,
one?
Yeah, yeah. Because I used to play that song as a small child on the piano and sing it.
Mm-hmm. With
out of the
Brad
car,
Michaels.
Long hair. Ooh, no, it was Loggins and Messina, dude.
Did you ever do Sea Cruise when you were playing piano?
No. No.
Why not? Have you ever played that song?
No.
Ooh-wee.
No, I haven't. But that was Kenny Loggins, dude, before he was all right and before he went footloose.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all full circle.
And then Native Tongue. Flesh and Blood was the one that you liked the worst.
Skinny, bop, 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 bop. Ooh, mm-hmm. Fat chicks.
Dude, they had another band cover for this one. Did you know that?
A band?
Yeah, this cover was banned. It has blood running down the tattoo.
So what was
it? This is they had to edit it to that.
It went away. Oh.
They took the blood away.
Oh.
Took the blood away.
Nice clean tattoo, at least.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that had five singles. Unskinny Bop. Something to Bereave In.
See?
Ride the Wind.
Oh, Christopher Cross cover?
Ride the wind. Get the ride. Ride like the wind. Ride like the wind.
I don't think that was the same.
Ba, ba, ba. Life Goes On. Ba, I don't ba, think that was ba, a cover either.
Ba, ba,
and Flesh and Blood. Sacrifice.
Oh, my God, dude. How satanic can they get?
No, I don't even know that song.
I don't either.
Dude.
But I know Unskinny Bop 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 Bop.
Dude, that song blows me away.
It blows me away. You don't have any information on the Unskinny Bop?
Oh, yeah, I'll go into Unskinny Bop because that song does blow me away.
But I just want to know if that really does mean fucking fat chicks.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it does, right?
But those guys were such badass rockers, you'd think. Oh, okay. CeCe DeVille later confessed that the phrase Unskinny Bop has no particular meaning at all. He invented it as a temporary measure while writing the song before Bret Michaels had even begun working on the lyrics.
So before that it was dun 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 dun.
It's kind of like a Susu Studio.
Mm-hmm.
That's stupid, dude. That blows it for me.
Bret Michaels danced with a couple animated neon cowgirls next to him in that video. Remember that?
No, I didn't watch their video.
Come on, you did too.
My dad didn't allow me.
We had that on VHS.
Beta. You beta your life.
You beta your life. You beta, you beta, you beta.
He's like, hey, do you got that new Who single on a digital DVR? No, I got it on you beta, you beta, you bet.
What's your favorite Who album?
That's a hard one. It's hard. No, it's not. It's hard to say, but that's one of their albums. That's
mm-hmm.
funny.
Mm-hmm. I know. That. Well, that was their whole gimmick, wasn't it?
The Who. What's your favorite album? It's hard.
Yep.
That's just about my penis. That had Eminence Front on it and Athena. So they're doing a 50th.
What's Athena?
That's their hit single off It's Hard. That's what? A girl's name.
Athena.
I'm so Athena. I don't know what I think I'm Athena. It's a stupid Who song, dude.
I don't know.
It's a girl. She's a bomb. She's a girl. She's a bomb. You don't know that song? Do you know? I'm a boy, and my mom won't admit it. I'm a boy, yeah. If I say I am.
I had that album, I'll a quick it. One, and then I had some other early album, too.
See, Pete Townsend had all sisters, and his mom wanted him to have all girls. And if he said he was a boy, he would get it.
Rough boys.
That's when he came out of the fucking closet of the bar to say, hey, I want to hug and kiss you. No, I think
what do you think he means, though, when Pete Townsend says, let my love open the door?
To your farts. He's talking about butt sex.
I know. How does he not think that that's what people are going to put together that song?
Because you're opening the door to his heart.
Yeah, that's what he thinks. But doesn't he wonder like what other people are going to think of the song when he releases it? He's like, okay, well, I'm gay. Should I read over these lyrics and wonder if any of these could be taken way out of context?
Do you think
like
he,
into
do you think
into
he cared
butt
about
sex
that?
Jokes?
Do you think he cared about that?
I don't know. Because
it doesn't really sing about butt sex in that song, does it?
No, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, think he should have paused and thought, are any of my fans going to think this? Are they going to make butt jokes about this song forever?
But
for the next 40 years.
Yeah, but it's more of a love song, unless it's someone weird like you.
But it is a love song. I'm not saying it's not a love song, because it is a love song, but it says,
the people keep repeating that you'll never fall in love, and everybody keeps retreating, but you can't seem to get enough. Let my love open the door to your heart. And when everything feels all over, everybody seems unkind. I'll give you a four-leaf clover, which is an entendre for a sex move. You ever been given a four-leaf clover? It's kind of like a Dirty Sanchez. Here we go. Get him. Oh, if you didn't get him, he's a fast fucker.
I don't think I got him.
I think he just flew into my mouth.
Bite him. Dude, I'm going to go on a rampage with this spatula.
That's right.
Why doesn't anybody call it a spatula?
Because that's incorrect pronunciation.
No, it isn't.
It could be. It depends on what region you're from.
I got the spatula.
When we get done right here with this episode, we're going to go on a fly-killing spree.
Fly-killing.
Have you guys been enjoying?
I want to ride your fly-killing.
Fly-killer. I want to ride my fly-killer. Hey,
dude,
when I
first realized what he was saying in that song, I couldn't believe that.
When you were a kid?
Yeah, I couldn't believe that.
Why?
That he was singing about a bicycle.
Why?
And that other song, which took me forever because... The lyrics aren't as plain as that one, but the Moody Blues, Ride My Seesaw.
Oh, yeah.
Ride My Seesaw!
I used to love that.
I know.
That was a kid playing around song.
Oh, really? Yeah, because I was like...
Ride My Seesaw!
I heard that song for years before I knew what it said.
You just thought it said, "Oh, skip me, bop."
No, I thought it said, yeah. I was like, I don't know what he says. He's just mumbling.
Yeah. He's like, I am Lord. That's too funny. Hey, I want to know if anybody's been listening to the Zapotag cast. We've released a couple episodes for you listeners. I posted it on the Zapocratic Party page and got some likes, so I'm hoping some people are out there enjoying it. And if you are, be like Suicidal Tendencies and send us your money.
Zappa for president.
That's right. So you go to terryagile@gmail.com. That's my PayPal. You can send us a couple dollars or 50 cents. Or you can snail mail it to P.O. Box 12.
Just don't send us 50 cent.
Yeah, that's like getting fucking U2 on your iPod. Ozzy has been quoted as saying it was very selfish of U2 to force the download on all
me?
The listeners. Me? U2.
No.
Me and U2.
Right.
Me and U2 are going on tour.
So Ozzy was thought it was selfish for U2 to plant their album on iPhones.
Yeah, that's. I just read the headline though, so I don't know what else he said about it. But he's like, Sharon said it was selfish, so I'm saying it myself. I love you all.
There are two possibilities: either someone asked him, and then it made news because he answered it the question, or he wanted some media attention, so he thought he would comment on it.
Well, he probably does want media attention because they're getting ready to record another new record and
then do
their final tour.
How are they going to hold Iommi up?
He's not that sick anymore, I don't think.
He's hanging by a wooden finger.
Is he?
No. By a wooden fingertip.
I wouldn't doubt it.
No.
Hey, guys, thanks for listening. This has been episode 732. I don't think we ever said that. 732. You guessed 732. It. All right. We'll see you guys next time.
Rock on, peeps.
And metal up your peep hole.